Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know what they say?
What?
Good things come in small packages.
An autographed game puck signed by number 16, Marco Sturm.
It's a good quality item.
Kane's mayonnaise.
The Jim Corsi gum.
When I want something, I get it.
Framed photo of number 35, Manny Fernandez.
Yes, sir. Top of the line.
We got a mother load here.
Like, that's the size of box you put an animal in.
Hour number two, Zolak, Bertrand, and Corporate Jim Louth is getting gifts sent to him at 55 Morrissey Boulevard, Dorchester, Massachusetts, 02125. This is the unboxing. We are filling up the shelves in Jim's new office. We've been opening up packages almost every single day. Zoe and I have a request, by the way.
Yeah.
Today. We were in there this morning in the office looking at the lighting. The lighting's very harsh. It's sort of a bright white.
Yeah.
And we were talking with Jim and about maybe softening up the light a little bit, you know, bringing a little bit more of that yellow hue into the room.
Remember old boss at the other place? He had that sexy...
So Jimmy could just press...
I don't know what that was.
Our old boss had that sexy mood lighting. Like, you walked in as the old...
I liked some office. Sort of lamp.
It was soft. It made it feel like, hey, I feel like I could be at ease here. Like, you go in Jim's room...
Lighting is everything. Yeah. It really is.
So, Hardy, real what quick. We're asking for...
Feel like lighting here, real quick. It feels like Ed Rooney's office in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Jim's lighting. You know, like, when you first walk in, it's like... Grace is there. Ferris is out.
I don't remember the lighting all that well in that scene.
It's like a school. It's like inside a school.
Yeah, okay. Very, very industrial.
Yeah, very industrial.
In nature.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what we're asking for is if you got a lamp, and it's got to be something really interesting and cool. It's not. We just don't want any old lamp. Like, think...
Christmas Story, like the leg.
Leg lamp.
Leg lamp.
Think like small leg lamp or... One of those sporty-themed lamps.
A bat lamp.
Right? Yeah, right, yeah. Where the bats make
football
up.
Football lamp.
Yes.
My kid used to have one, yeah?
Yeah, because we're looking to put a lamp in the office with a little softer tone to it. It's something a little easy on the eyes.
Like one of them lampshades with like those dingle balls hanging off, you know, them all around it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we're looking for. If you've got anything like that, we could use a lamp.
Something in your attic.
Yeah, something nice.
Yeah.
If you got one of those small leg lamps, though, that'd be... money. All right, let's get to it. I was telling you guys, I watched the Tupac movie last night.
Love Tupac.
Not Al Pacino. There was no Al Pacino.
Al Pacino's not in the Tupac movie?
I cannot get every Tupac song out of my head today.
Yeah.
I can't.
We might have to bump some Tupac today.
Well, I figured here is a good point for a little instrumental.
I was telling you in the office. I used to go to Rotten.com all the time many years ago just to stare at the
Hardy's like, where's
the autopsy
going?
Videos.
Yeah.
And photos.
And you looked at the Tupac ones?
Like, he's dead. Then you saw the Kennedy ones and people getting cut in half by trains.
Yeah.
That's really
that's a good website.
That's it's really effing sick.
You know,
that website.
Rotten.com?
Yes.
I don't think it's a thing anymore.
I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I was in a weird place.
Okay, listen.
Now he just looks at Pimple Popper.
Yeah, and it hasn't been all that long since you sent a couple of videos to our thread that nobody bothered to reply to. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
The guy getting gorged by the bull in his junk.
No, not even that. Something worse than that. I'm like, what's the matter? Yes. What's the matter with you? Do you find that entertaining?
Anyway,
weirdo.
Let's get to the unboxing here. I've got opening envelopes first. Jim, here's some irrelevant memorabilia for boxing. Nice. Pretty pricey for 1992. Mm. Appropriate. You know, there was that whole boxing match that weekend in Vegas when Tupac got murdered. Right. Can't wait to see your collection completed. Love the show from Bob and Sheila. It is a ticket at the Thomas and Mack Center in Vegas for Riddick Bowe against Holyfield.
Ooh!
November 13th, 1992. Guess the price. Holy crap. This was a pricey ticket. It's the Mirage.
$175
Put on by the Mirage.
What year?
92. November of 92.
$175.
$200.
$500 face value on the ticket.
Wow.
Pretty great. That's a cool item. Yeah. Cool ticket stub there. Thank you again to Bob and Sheila. Go ahead.
Okay. Ooh, NHL All-Star Game. Bruins pop.
Oh, that's cool. 1995. We like that.
That's pretty cool. Comes a note. Another type note. August 11th, 2020. 298 Father Sports Hub. Attention, Jim Lau. Dear Beatles, Zoe and Hardy, and or Jim. T-Bone not included. Enclosed as a souvenir puck from the 96 NHL All-Star Game, played at the Fleet Center, which was called the Fleet Center at that time. Don Bertolino.
Oh, I know Don.
I know Don.
You know Don?
Great.
That old BCN guy.
Nice.
Good dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's
Don?
A BCN connection.
How you doing, Don? Good to hear from you, pal.
Moved to San Fran at the time.
Yeah, he's back here, though, now.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Kevin Anderson in Winthrop says, Jim, here's a bunch of random stuff for your office shelves from my son's Happy Meals over the years. Also included two tickets. One ticket was for a special event that should have never made print. Check out who's on it. Okay, well, we'll look at that in a second. These look like a bunch of mini footballs from Happy Meals. Okay. And a little, New York Giants guy thing. All right. The ticket, special ticket holder, special event, Monday, July 29th, 2013.
So it's like a Patriots.
Oh.
Preseason practice.
And there's a photo on there, and I can see in the background standing on the sideline one Aaron Hernandez. That's unfortunate.
That's okay. It's valuable. More valuable.
Here's one.
Also, a playoff game ticket for the AFC Championship, January 2018.
Okay, we'll take that. Two Louthy, Beetle, Hardy, and Zoe. Again, no T-bone. In this package are two autographed items.
Ooh.
I'm not going to. He says what they are, so I'm not going to read that part because I don't want to ruin the reveal. They're both autographed items. One Red Sox item, one Bruins item. Hope you guys enjoy it. Best wishes. Josh in the mail truck, one of our frequent listeners. Thank you, Josh. This is a John Wasden, way back Wasden, autographed card with a certificate of authenticity from Kyle's Sports Cards in Aurora, Colorado.
It's a good spot.
That increases the value by at least 10 or 15 cents. And the other one is a Bruins autographed puck autographed by Jason Allison. We'll put that with the pucks, and we'll put the card on the shelf, for way back Wasden. So,
nice. Okay, this package has 20 U.S. stamps on it, plus 75 cents in postage also paid additionally. This could be our first potential animal we might have in a box. Box looks like it could fit an animal.
Are there air holes in it?
Yeah. No animal.
Oh, it's a shame.
Okay.
It's not a marmot.
Ellis Burks was awesome. My favorite player growing up. This is for you from his rookie year. No pink ad here. Uncle B. It is. Ooh. An Ellis Burks plaque with a picture of Ellis Burks on it.
You know, you don't see those plaques
not
anymore,
signed.
Do you? It used to be a big thing.
Yeah.
The plaque with the sports card on it.
Sure. It's a nice one. But, I mean, it would perfectly fit in Jim's little slot there.
That's
All right. This is from Carrie Sweeney, Fort Myers, Florida. It's one of these magic photos.
Time out.
What?
Look at this box he sent it in. What was it? Is it a genie lamp?
Yes.
That he had?
Yes.
Again, we're looking for a lamp.
This would be perfect, like a lava lamp for Jim's desk.
Lava lamp. Those
sorry, Hardy.
So this is one of these photos that's got like a texture to it.
Yeah.
You hear that? You know, it's kind of got like the ridges on it. So when you tilt it back and forth, it's like an action photo of Drew Bledsoe. But Carrie wants to know if this is Zoe standing in the background on the sideline. I'm going to hold it up, okay. Zoe. So you check out the monitor. Okay. I don't know. I never knew you to wear a do-rag on the sideline.
Hold on.
But it looks, she wants to know if that's a number 16 in the player standing behind Pete Carroll.
Hey.
I can't tell. I don't think that's you,
no.
But.
No. It looks like Damon Hewitt or something.
That looks like a Ronnie Harris, like a little receiver slash utility guy. Yeah.
No. But it looks like a 16.
It does not look
it's like. I think it's a number
it
10.
It doesn't look like Zoe.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. Yeah. It's a little guy.
That's a cool little thing.
Look at
though.
That. Look at that, though, that motion.
Oh, that's nice. That's does, it have the, does it have the pat in there? That pat, pat, pat?
I really don't make those anymore.
I don't know. They're fun. It requires deep focus.
Yes.
I see Slade. So. I see Willie Clay. I see Jimmy Hitchcock. I see Lawyer.
I'm not doing it justice. You really have to tilt
Jimmy
it more
Hitchcock,
the,
no ACLs, right?
Is there, motion.
Born without ACLs.
No C. How does that work?
He used to walk around on his toes. I'm like, look at you floating across the room. Crazy.
No ACLs.
Second round would have been a first round.
Are we out of items?
That's all I have.
Seriously?
That's all Jim brought in. Plus, we took up
the T-Bone had the line of the day. He said, Jim's office is starting to look like a Toys for Tots donation center. He's got a large box. We're now all packed.
He's got a box with boxes in it.
Box of boxes.
It's good. Keep it coming, people.
That's where everything's getting
Toys for Tots.
You know what really looks the best is the mini helmet. The mini helmets look really
they
good.
They do. They do. All right. Thank you to everyone who sent in items. If yours did not get open, we will get to it in the coming days. And again, we're looking for a lamp. Corporate Jim Louth at 98.5, the Sports Hub, 55 Morrissey Boulevard, Dorchester, Mass. 02125 is where you send it.
Send a snake.
No snakes, please. Please don't do
not
that.
A little one.
Please don't do that.
I should have saved that one in my shed that day.
More on Tuukka Rask throughout the course of the day. We're going to talk to Bob Soucy this hour. He is at Patriots training camp. Let's touch on the Pats coming up next.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
So Patriots training camp, so pretty much begins in earnest today, right? This is the start of the real stuff?
Pads, yes. Yeah. It's where the grind starts, right? You know what their opening day is? 28 days away.
The first game.
Still 4 weeks. Whew. First game, 28 days.
28 days to the real thing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think the biggest storyline and the biggest question we would have about this training camp, how do they divide the reps at quarterback? How do they do it? How is the rotation? How much of those reps does Stidham get? Does Cam Newton get? How's that breakdown?
I'm going to make a prediction,
yeah,
and I have no clue. We will talk to Bob Soucy in about 15 minutes, and Bob will tell us maybe what that rotation was. But I bet you Brian Hoyer was the first guy in the huddle. First offensive snap. Bet it was Brian Hoyer. I think they're going to go with who earned it. As far as tenure, knowing the system, been around the longest. I bet you Hoyer was the first one under center. I mean, I bet a lot of people have a problem with that, but that doesn't mean he's going to be first one under center tomorrow. But I think Bill's very conscious of the whole, and he should be, the whole Stidham, you know, Newton narrative. To where, show everybody here.
Do you think Bill's pushing one thing over the other?
I don't know. I don't know that yet. I think Bill's pretty fair. Bill's always played the guys that give them the best chance to win. But he has to put guys in situations where you're not going to have it in games. There's no preseason games. So you need to create that pressure in practice. And you need to divide those reps correctly to be fair if it is a three-way competition. And I think it's a two-way competition. I still believe that.
That Brian Hoyer is not in the competition.
Yeah. Yeah. But I bet you Brian Hoyer is first one under center today.
All right. So we've got to...
sort of one of those little message things just for, you know. Y'all want to sit here and watch? I'll put somebody under center. Watch this. Count your reps. Go ahead. You know.
But who do you think Bill Belichick wants to have as a starter week one?
In a perfect world, it'd be Cam, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's who he wants.
Yeah, I'm not that stupid. I just find it very difficult that in 3 weeks, it's just going to magically come together for him.
So you think the narrative will be controlled, though? Very much so here in camp.
I think you do control certain stuff, right, to what's released and what's out there. But I think, you know, we're going to have enough people there watching practice every day. I think
but, like, the reps are going to eventually speak for themselves. Yeah. And at some point...
Hey, you're going to know if a ball's in the chest or if a ball's high or if a ball's behind a guy or a ball's off the shoestrings. He's got to string together a bunch of practice.
What's going to make the team better? Equal amount of reps for all three of these guys or giving Cam Newton the reps he needs to get
into the guy ready
offense?
To go.
Right.
You got to get a guy ready. At some point... You know, here in the next 2 weeks, you got to pick a guy and start getting him ready for week one.
Quarterback drills in order today, according to Mark Daniels of the Providence Journal. He posted a video. Brian Hoyer, Jared Stidham, Cam Newton. Now, that to me is just in order. I mean, this is day one. But by day five or six.
Bullcrap. I call bullcrap on that.
Why?
Okay. My dad always taught me this. He taught me this at a junior high level, going into high school. And there's always a competition, right? Open competition every year. You be the first one to every freaking drill. You make sure you're first. Never be second. Never be third. Exert yourself. Make sure they know who's in charge. So if you want to be the guy, you better. And hey, this could all be dictated too.
You think it's up to the players?
No, I think it's up to coaches too. But like when you get out there and you start getting a drill, someone's got to be there first to grab a ball and get going. You know? Own the drill. Make it your drill. Yeah, we saw videos of Cam catching a ball with one hand, flipping it behind his back.
That's ridiculous, like, by the way.
He looks so silky smooth and athletic. Like I said, in a perfect world, if it's right, he's the guy. And I'm still not backing off my Stidham stuff because I just don't know how Cam's going to do this in 2 weeks.
Well, this is what I'm getting to.
Go ahead.
At some point, you got to say, screw the reps for everybody getting their equal reps. Brian Hoyer, you're not getting as many. Stidham, you're not getting as many. We need to get Cam up to speed. Cam's our guy. At some point, they're going to have to make a choice who they want to get ready to have the job week one.
I guess telling who you, what center you work with, too.
Right. They're going to pick one here at some point. Again, it's day one. This is way too early. But this is why I'm saying it now. This is where you start. You're going to have to pick in camp. You can't pick at the end of camp with everyone getting equal time.
It's
and treating everybody the same.
It's extremely hard to want to be the guy, to have to be the guy, and you're not thrown to Edelman, Sanu, and Harry. Yeah, it was your offensive set with James White in there on third down and blitz pickup.
Right.
That's how you get a guy ready. You got to put him in with that grouping. Groupings tell you everything. I lived it, learned it. Groupings are everything. Always had the twos. Never had the ones. You know? Different situation. You drafted a guy number one overall. He's the franchise. They're getting him ready. As a rookie, get him ready. Let's go. You're number two. You know your role. right now, I just don't think they know their roles, and it's got to develop pretty damn quickly.
I feel like the Patriots as a team, Bill Belichick, doesn't want to commit to one of these guys because there's a fear of it being a perceived failure if that guy doesn't end up being the starter.
Correct, and I think you got to be delicate here based on who's played here for the last 20 years, and not that that should reflect
Why do you have to be delicate about that? He's gone.
Because that guy ran the room. He ran the locker room.
So what? He's gone. He's not here anymore.
People look to the quarterback. Everybody looks to the quarterback.
So let Cam be the quarterback.
Then make them dictate that and put him in there now. To say, hey, we
got this. It's okay to say it's someone's job to lose.
Right.
Like, it's okay to do that. And again, I'm not saying publicly, privately. Within the walls of the camp there, yeah. Which we will, as you said, you'll be able to figure out from the groupings. And maybe it will. Maybe it's going to play out.
Yeah.
Or if you watch the practices, maybe I'll talk to Bob Sosie coming up.
Yeah. And maybe I'll be able to see some things at some point here if we do anything, you know, moving forward. So,
but like everyone getting their 12 reps, like, stop. At some point, you got to get off of that.
Yeah.
Pick a guy. Who are you rolling with here? Treat one guy like the starter and let him get the work in that he's going to need to get in with no preseason games. With, in Cam Newton's case, a brand new team and a brand new offense to adapt to.
But if you're going to push the narrative, you're going to decide those groupings so that people will see it and react off it too. To your questioning of, do you think that Bill is pushing the narrative one way or the other to one guy? And naturally that'll come together and you'll start figuring it out pretty quickly here. Groupings. It's not even like he doesn't even have to be in the huddle. First, second, third snap.
Don't quarterback competitions typically suck?
Yeah, when you have a quarterback competition, you really have none. Like, it's all.
And that's not the case. They have a guy.
When you have four quarterbacks, you have none. You know? But go back to the year where you had Brady, Garoppolo, and Brissett because you used all three. So.
You know? Yeah, but that was a very unique circumstance. And they probably were. I mean, how much?
And Brady wasn't new.
And how much? And how much did Brissett really get in that preseason? They thought it was going to be Garoppolo for four games and then Brady.
Yeah.
I mean, were they really giving Brissett like tons of reps? I don't remember. I'm literally asking. Yeah. I mean, was he getting a ton of time in camp to get ready?
No, but see, Tom was getting suspended too, so he was getting a lot of work in camp because he wasn't going to get it in the games. You know. I remember being down in Carolina when Tom had his arms crossed. Remember when I had to get Jimmy going and I had to bring Tom in? Like, Tom wasn't happy with that. So that's yesteryear. They got to get one guy ready to go, and they got to do it quickly. I say, hey, it's
you say in the
days.
Next couple of weeks, I'm like, TikTok.
No, I know.
It's August 17th.
Because you're gonna have what, 11 practices that are visible? Like, you're going to condense that quickly.
Right. It's not like they're having a full practice every day for the next 28 days.
No. You're gonna start game planning for Miami 16 days out, somewhere in there. So you got to know who the guy is.
You got a couple weeks here to figure it all out.
You get in the next week. In the next week. And see, that is so quick for Cam. I'm sorry. That's
how many padded practices? Is it 11? Is that the number?
I think the media will view 11 practices. Yeah, I think it's 11 padded. Yeah.
11 real practices. Yeah. There was one today in Foxborough. We're going to talk to Bob Sosie, voice of the New England Patriots on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We'll get his review of what happened in training camp. We'll do it next.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
The former QB, always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night and bringing a rattlesnake in your room. Let him sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who was always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline and welcome in the voice of the New England Patriots, Zoe's broadcast partner and dear friend, Bob Sosi, joins us now on Zolak and Bertrand. Bob, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. Just making my way out of the facility so I can remove my mask momentarily here and separate myself from the rest of the media. But great to be out here and watch football and, you know, see the guys in pads once again.
Before we get into all the details of the players, how's it for the media? How many people there? What, 15, if that?
You know, so I would say today there was probably a little bit more than that.
Okay.
Originally, the plan was for 15 with the possibility of expanding, and I did notice some of our brethren from Providence and some of the other outlets that were not originally credentialed.
Oh, my God, they let McCone in? They let McCone in?
McCone was there today.
Oh, my God. What are we coming?
McCone can go, but Zolak and Bertrand cannot. I don't get it.
Now, they had a class up to join a little bit, so Tim was more than welcome. But, yeah, it's certainly is strange because we enter there are two tiers of media, as you know, and the listeners may not. A couple of reporters have more access. They're on the field. Mike Reese, who is the pool reporter for the team, along with Mike Giardi from NFL Network, and I think Doug Kye from Nesson, who's the backup pool reporter. They have a little more access, so they sit in a different section of the bleachers than the rest of us, but we enter on the other side of the stadium. We have more of what the fans experience in training camp, walking through the west side of the stadium and sitting in the bleachers behind a field where we would not have access in the past. So it's a little bit strange, a little different perspective, and obviously there are no fans in the bleachers that run along the sidelines. And so the players today, they created a lot of their own energy and chatter. There was really constant chatter on the field, and certainly as we were promised by his teammates, Cam Newton brought some of that energy as soon as he came out. A lot of talking on the field, but you know, it was also fun just to hear the various coaches. Ivan Fears back at it in full throat. Nick Cayley, the tight ends coach. Some of the other guys. And by the end of practice, you could hear the defense and the offense going at it as they ran through the various drills.
All right, so talk to us about Cam Newton and the breakdown of the quarterback drills and who got the most reps in those drills. Tell us, what'd you see?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, everybody says it. The first thing that stands out, and it does, whether he's with the Carolina Panthers before a game when you're down on the field or now as a Patriot in training camp, the sheer size of Cam Newton compared to everybody else out there. But, you know, I would say the distribution of snaps was about the same. It was very similar for the three quarterbacks. Lewerke, the undrafted free agent, got a little run toward the end and some two-minute work. Brian Hoyer, certainly, I would say, of the three, had the best day. Certainly made the best throw down the right sideline, a deep throw to Devin Ross that beat Juwan Williams. Also made a nice pass on a touchdown throw again to Ross, who was one of the standouts of the day as a wide receiver and a long shot to make the team. He would be one of those guys we would probably be looking for in that first or second preseason game to stand out. But I would say, you know, the thing about Newton to me, more than anything today, you know, there's still the learning curve, and it's evident a bit. There was one particular time where I think he needed a little direction. A couple of the decisions were a little bit late, but you know, overall, it was hard to read too much into it. With you know what they were doing out there, they did some 11-on-11 work in various situations, a lot of run plays. So we didn't really get a chance to see the quarterbacks really start to air it out and get in a rhythm throwing the ball. But you know, he throws a good ball for the most part in terms of velocity, so the strength of the arm is there. I would say the ball placement right now, you know, at least with one day's worth of evidence, yeah, it's a work in progress, but I would think you could probably say that about all the guys. But I'd say Hoyer today had the best day of the quarterbacks from my vantage point.
No, that's not encouraging.
Who's the first guy taking snaps in the first real 11-on-11?
You know, so it was a mix. I think, you know, Stidham, you know, it was interesting. You know, you see the different quarterbacks running with different groups, veterans at receiver and offensive line. I'd say early on, you know, we saw Stidham, for example, with the five offensive linemen who right now might have the best beat of earning a starting spot. But then in a later set of drills, it was Newton with those guys. And speaking of those guys, I think the right tackle spot was interesting because it is Jermaine Illuminor right now who's had a chance to put his hand down a little bit more frequently.
Also not encouraging.
With Yadni Kajust, I thought, you know, behind him having some issues today, certainly looks, you know, he looks a lot lighter as he is, giving up 25 pounds to Illuminor. But, you know, it's been a bit of a surprise I think, to most of us, if not all of us, to see Luminor at right tackle. But I think we'll get a better idea of when we start breaking it down, number one snaps, when they really go at it full speed and get into the 11-on-11 and the two-minute situations. Today they did some of that, but I didn't necessarily think that the defense was going full speed all the time. It was a little bit of a moderated pace, if you will.
Any goal line at all? Live. They usually do that.
I was looking forward to that. That's one thing when driving down here, when I talked to Ted Johnson and John Wallach today, and I was asked about Damian Harris. You know, I'm really looking forward to seeing the goal line, because that's what we usually see them break out the first day of pads. And it might have a lot to do with this ramp-up period leading to this point where, you know, Bills maybe brought out the governor a little bit to slow things down. But, you know, he was pleased with the work they did, it seemed. I thought it was good effort. As I said earlier, you could hear a lot of the coaches, imploring guys, but also crediting guys. And although we didn't see any goal line situations, I thought Damian Harris earned praise a number of times. And he really does hit the hole very quickly. And he has a way of getting skinny in the hole as well. Mm. And without Sonny Michel and Lamar Miller, now he's got an opportunity to make an impact. We also saw him a lot in the passing game, in particular from Newton in the late 11-on-11 drills. They're really trying to work on throwing underneath in those situations. I think J.J. Taylor's an interesting guy. He would be a lot of fun to watch in preseason games. He's so small, he gets lost in there.
Who's J.J. Taylor?
He's a free agent running back they signed out of Arizona. And we may see him.
No, I'm serious. People don't know that name, you know.
No, and we may see him in competition for a return job. I think that, he's a guy that in the past we would have watched really closely in the preseason, getting a chance to get out there in games. And, you know, I think he's a long shot, obviously. He's not fast, but he's really quick, and he's very small. And he was a big playmaker at Arizona.
I saw some tweets indicating that the new kicker, Justin Rohrwasser, had some issues kicking field goals. This is obviously one of the storylines. It's the first camp in some time without Steven Goskowski or Adam Vinatieri, for that matter. It's been a long time since there's been a new kicker. So what do you have on that today?
Yeah, that's definitely one of the notes that I took away as well. And he was 3 for 5 by my count, but a couple of those makes were near misses.
60%.
I hooked a couple, snuck a couple in, banged one off the upright, left upright, and that one went through. Not by any stretch, are 5 kicks the makings of an entire, audition, or, maybe you have to figure he's a little
but that's 5 kicks just against air, so to speak. There's
pretty much. I mean, you got guys lining up out there.
Oh, okay.
But I would say there wasn't but they're not necessarily, they don't have the block on, let's say. Mm-hmm. I would say that, again, unsteady is the best way I would put it.
Oh, great. They need a kicker again, too.
I don't want to bury him early, Beetle. I don't want to, bury the guy early.
Well, it's a snapshot business. We take snapshots, Bob.
Last one for you from me here, Bob. We've done a lot with the offense. Secondary looks loaded, doesn't it? And it's going to be some competition up front, that front 7. A lot of questions up there, right?
It does. And two guys stand out again like they have the last couple of years. Lawrence Guy and John Simon. And again, they weren't really hitting extremely hard today, but just those guys being in the wrong place for the offense at the right time for the defense. And Guy often, I think, gets sold a little short on his athleticism. And I was watching him in ball security drills run down Rex Burkhead from behind. And I think those two guys are poised to play a big role on that defense. And they're going to have to, obviously. Lawrence has the last couple of years, and John has shown flashes and given the opportunity. But, around them, you're right, the secondary is loaded.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting to me to see, where they fit in some of the young people. On the deep ball that I mentioned, for example, down the sideline from Hoyer to Ross, looked like Juwan Williams kind of got lost trying to keep up with Ross and also looking to find the ball. And I'm really hoping that we see some solid signs of progress from him in particular. And I'm not sure what role he has in store for him, whether it's at cornerback in that situation. He was lined up on the outside of corner, or if they try to slide him over. I will say this, Duggar looks, he moves well. The first pick in the second round, Kyle Duggar, moves real well, watching him in some of the ball tracking drills. I mean, he's a good athlete. We didn't, by my recollection, at least what I was trying to keep track of, I didn't see him return any punts. It was primarily Taylor and Olszewski, but we didn't see Duggar today. As they ramp it up, I'm curious to see what we're going to get out of him when it comes to that. But he can see his movements when they're doing the ball tracking drills. This kid's a very, very good athlete.
All right, Bob, we'll be talking to you all week. Bob Sosie's coverage from training camp is driven by the all-wheel drive Honda Pilot at your New England Honda dealers. Bob, keep your eyes peeled and report back every day, okay?
You got it, Pete. I'll really bear down on the place kicker tomorrow. Right. Give you a little more than a snapshot.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow, buddy.
I appreciate it. All right, take care, guys.
Bob Sosie with us here on Zolak and Bertrand with an update from Patriots training camp. We'll be talking to him all week long. He's our eyes and ears.
He knows what to look for.
I guess we should call McCone, too.
Well, McCone's busy because I think McCone runs his own camera, right? And he has to hook everything up.
Sponsored by Hellman's.
Sponsored by
Or
mayonnaise.
Polar Beverages. By the way, thanks to Polar. They brought the soda by.
Oh, I love orange.
Polar took care of business. Mm. Thank you, Pedro, and the people at Polar.
Man, I'm gonna...
Yeah. They took care of what McCone couldn't take care of for the last 3-4 years. Yeah. Thank you. Let's get to a number of other things here today.
We got T-Dish.
Tuca in the bubble.
Oh, no, we don't have T-Dish now. No.
We did have T-Dish on the schedule.
Yeah.
So you want to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, we got T-Dish ready to go.
We'll stick to it. We'll get to that next.
Okay.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
T-Dish, this date in show history for August 17th. It's fired up. It's ready to go. What do we got?
We have a segment where this is obviously pre-TV simulcast for us. This is before we were simulcast on NBC Sports Boston and before that Comcast. But Toucher and Rich were at this time. So you guys came into the studio on 17 August 2015, and we're not crazy about the TV lights that apparently had been left on from the Toucher and Rich simulcast. And when that happened, it sounded like this.
Did that light just come on?
Yes.
That was not on a minute
ago,
right?
Don't touch it, because I'm a pain in the ass.
It's blasting me in the face, and I'm like,
don't touch the lights.
Where the hell did that thing come from?
Don't touch the lights. Zoe's a pain in the ass to work with. Let's send emails to people.
Jeez.
Have Zoe, who hasn't been here 3 weeks.
What is that?
Don't touch lights.
You're going to burn my retinas.
Got a TV show. Turn that light off. You want me to turn it off? I'll turn it off.
It's right in my face. What is that thing?
Hell, it's bugging my partner. I have to do something about it. I don't like when my partner gets bugged.
It just turned on out of nowhere.
Someone's on half the show.
But the people at Comcast, turn it off.
Go turn it off then.
It's all Toucher Rich's fault.
You on TV? I'm not on TV.
It's all Toucher Rich's fault. Do you remember those lights? They had that square face on them.
Oh my God. They're more obtrusive than these. Oh my God.
These are brighter, but
these are more pinpoint. Brighter.
Those were laser beams into your eyeballs.
Yeah. You got blasted in the face.
Now blasted right in the face. Save that. I couldn't get it out of my eye.
Save that.
Also on this date in show history, 2 years ago, you guys were both off. I was here doing it. It's probably a game day or a day after the game.
Oh, that's Thursday.
One preseason games. You guys needed 4 days off in a row. to prepare and recover. So Phil Perry and I were both here, even though we both worked the games day of, game day after. And it, this was the debut of
But I got to talk on the broadcast. Like long,
I had to do a 2-hour pregame and a 2-hour postgame, but whatever. This was the debut of the bear hunter drop.
Oh,
the guy out there hunting bear. It sounded like this. Bear charges him. He's fiddling around with his bow and arrow. He's got a quiver. He's got a compound bow. He's got all kinds of stuff going on. As much as I love it now.
What year was this?
This was 2018. This was 2 years ago. As much as I love it now, hearing it for the first, you can never replace the first time, you know?
Yeah.
Whether it's hearing the bear drop or getting blasted in the face by a TV light.
You've had like five That's What She Said references through this.
Yeah. You never, ever, it's never better than the first time.
With the helmet roll, I thought that maybe they could do some type of like warning flag thing where they, where on like things that aren't so egregious. They kind of have like a warning out there.
Just so kind of like a yellow card and then the red card.
Because people are developing, are still learning how to deal with this new helmet roll thing. I just wanted to get you guys' take. Thanks.
Did Tom call out that day decided to call
you
into the program?
Can't talk over the clip because then nobody knows what's going on.
No one knows what just happened.
So we'll pick it up there in the middle.
Okay. Sorry. So like maybe a flashing yellow flag?
A yellow card.
Like maybe you incorporate, you put like a few of those little light bright light bulbs in the flag and you somehow you click a button so that it flashes. And
warning.
It's like, that's not like a real warning. Yellow. That's a flashing yellow.
Warning.
So just so you guys know, right? It's almost like an umpire coming out. It's almost like an umpire coming out and warning both teams when somebody's been thrown at.
Point at him sternly and say, you,
yes.
You've been warned. You've been warned.
Yes, the benches have been warned. Hardy's losing his mind. Are you laughing at the sound? We've heard the sound 1,000 times today, and it just hit you? It's hitting you now.
I think that makes it even better for him.
But the thought of
I do it all the time.
Yeah? A grand marquee parked at the Whole Foods?
No, that can't be the
referee making that sound if you, like, lowering your helmet, like, in the middle of the play. And that's the warning you get, like, mid-play.
Patrick Chung turns around and says, dude, are you okay?
I'm back. I'm
okay. What the hell
is
that?
I swear to God, I'm okay. Did he get all punchy?
We're talking about the referees doing the warning, and T-Bone played that sound.
With the helmet roll, I thought that maybe they could do some type of, like, warning flag thing where they, where on, like, things that aren't so egregious, they kind of have, like, a warning out there. Just so
kind of like a yellow card and then the red card.
Just because people are developing.
And then I was out. I was laughing so hard I couldn't breathe. I couldn't speak. I turned my microphone off for the next minute and a half.
In the middle. Qua! Qua!
Oh, my God.
Qua! Lift your head! Qua!
This made me laugh again. A referee when you're getting ready to lower your helmet. Qua! Qua! Qua!
What the hell? Did you see that lady get run over by a buffalo?
Qua! Qua! Qua!
No! I saw a still photo of her going up.
Oh my
to the
God!
Buffalo.
I saw the video.
So is there a video that?
Of
like
course,
online?
Has the video. These bikers went to Yellowstone. The bikers are going up to Yellowstone. They get off their bikes because there's
on
bison.
Their way home from Sturgis.
Right, they're all over the road. So this lady goes over and she like sits in the grass right next to it.
Yeah,
and taking a picture. It's like Sigourney Weaver.
And what happened
in that ape movie?
And then describe what happened next.
And it was a female with her calf. I think they call it a calf, the baby buffalo. And she was protecting it, so she got hooked. The buffalo charged her. and got hooked on one of the horns. And then this lady just got spun around. She went unconscious, got knocked out, and it just ripped her pants off. And the Rangers had to go get her pants because the buffalo had the pants on the horn, and they brought her pants back. I was dying laughing this morning watching it on Facebook. Like, that's, you root for those type of things to happen.
Do you?
Well, when you go and you mess with animals in their own domain. Like those hunters, when the deer went up on its hind legs and kicked the hell out of that hunter's ass. That's great. That's good stuff.
Or kangaroo. Okay. Yes, and you described it very well, Zoe. But the fact that she goes and sits down in the grass like, I'm not here to hurt you, fella.
Right, come here to me.
I'm just going
to
sit here and
let me
take
pet
a
your
picture.
Baby. Like, no, I'm going to run you over.
Oh, she, that thing buffalo went, is messing her up.
Imagine the power. The power.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.